two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local homebuyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on into the home show today. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a fantastic one. I am joined, of course, by Heather Osmond, who owns two Osmond Designs locations along the Wasatch Front, one in Orem, one in Lehi. And we should mention it is Parade of Homes season, the Utah Valley Parade of Homes going on right now. I know Heather's got some discount tickets at her stores, so you might want to swing by and grab some of those. And hang on, because a little later in the show, we'll tell you about a giveaway and how you win some free tickets to the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. So hang on for that. But Heather, we got to talk right now about this insane housing market. It is really a supply and demand issue, right? We don't have enough homes for the amount of people that want to buy them. And thus we are in this situation right now where we're getting crazy contingencies and houses are getting all cash offers and we're getting hundreds of people making, you know, waiting in line for open house. And it's just crazy out there. So talk to us about what buyers and sellers can do right now in this market.
Oh, Lindsay, this is such a fun market. I don't think Utah has ever seen anything like this before, and hopefully we'll never see anything like this again. We definitely have a housing shortage. The supply is less than the demand out there right now. We do have the Utah Valley Parade of Homes going right now. It is so much fun. If you have not been yet, it just opened on Thursday. This show will be going for the next 2 weeks, so it is not too late. Again, like Lindsay mentioned, we have discount tickets available at Osmond Designs. They are $3 off per ticket. So instead of spending $20 per ticket, you can buy each ticket for $17, plus you're saving that $1 online convenience fee. So you're actually saving $4 per ticket, and you get a free book and a free lanyard. So definitely worth stopping by the Lehi or the Orem Osmond Designs on your way to the parade. Okay, the great thing about the parade this year is there are lots of fun, brand new things to see, right? We have the best of the best contractors, the best subcontractors, the plumbers, the electricians, the painters, the wallpaper installers, everyone coming together to make these incredible homes really stand out. And you will want to do the parade if you have not done it before. I feel like in Utah, at least in my case, this was a staple for our family. We used to go, my parents used to go, and I was the little girl that just tagged along, and I was able to dream at a very young age and just really have a lot of fun. And I feel like that probably at that young age really inspired me for me to get in the interior design business that I'm in right now. Okay, so Lindsay, this last summer, I actually was walking down the street on a rainy day on vacation, and we did not have an umbrella, and suddenly experienced, you know, of course, those vendors on the side of the street offering them at ridiculously inflated prices. And really, it's all about supply and demand. We were happy to buy those umbrellas because we were desperate. So, you know, double the cost, it really didn't matter too much. And if someone has something you want, you're willing to pay for it. And I think in America's housing market right now, it really looks like it's raining. And there isn't enough housing inventory. And there are just so many people, so many buyers looking to buy homes right now, including investors, including people from out of state, If you're not in the market, it's not too late, but get in as quickly as you can. We are experiencing an unprecedented market, primarily driven by the pandemic, in which prices have spiked and brokers have to work harder than ever to secure a property for their clients. If you are a buyer's agent right now, best of luck to you, because you're going to be showing your buyers at least 10 to 20 homes, and you're probably going to be making offers on half of those, and you may not even get any. So it's a lot of work. That low inventory and high demand have caused people to compete for these properties. Many buyers have found themselves making multiple offers, and the growing housing shortage has taken buyers to a level of exhaustion that many haven't seen in a long, long time. Brokers are submitting more and more offers than ever before and working with clients over an extended period of time due to the increased competition that's out there in the market right now. Real estate agents and buyers are equally exhausted, having difficulty understanding just how competitive this market really is. Previously on the show, we've had Craig Whiting with Prime Real Estate Experts, who has given us some strategies and different ways that we can stand out as buyers to be purchasing these homes. Some of those tips include sending in pictures, sending in a story, different reasons about being qualified, and no contingencies. I mean, there are definitely new innovative ways to be able to purchase homes in this market. So here's a question. Why is the United States going through such inventory insanity? This is not just isolated to the state of Utah. This is all over the country right now. And I think a lot of that is really just a rising demand, right? So picture this. It's 8 a.m. and your dog is looking at you, trying to figure out why you're still home. The government has asked you to stay in your one-bedroom apartment indefinitely, and your wife is helping you set up a decent enough background for your future in the shape of virtual meetings while your kid asks you to play. In other words, an economy in which most are working from home, coupled with a year-long quarantine, has spurred many to relocate to bigger homes and or new locations. To add to that, low interest rates have allowed more people to afford their dream homes. If you're in the upper 33% of income distribution in the United States, chances are you are financially stable and have more disposable income than in any given year previously. And you probably also need more space. Another critical factor is that millennials are reaching their home buying age. I found a great resource prepared by Freddie Mac Single Family Department that dives deeper into why millennials are arguably the most influential generation since baby boomers, in great part because they make up the largest share of the new home buying population. Millennials are ready to buy their first homes, and they're entering the market. Most of them are needing the help of their parents to do so. Long gone are the days of having a 3% down payment or a 5% or a 10% down payment. Most of these buyers to stand out and get a home these days are needing 20, 30, 40, 50%. There are so many cash offers that are flying around of parents helping and co-signing and doing anything they can to help these kids. And it is not only homes designed for millennials with median prices that are experiencing demand. A recent report reveals that Utah has seen a significant spike in the luxury market as well. With its biggest first quarter of signed contracts since 2007, over the last few months, I've been helping my sister and my brother-in-law look for homes. They have an incredible home in a gated community in Utah Valley area and just wanted to see what was out there in the market. So we searched for everything from Salt Lake down to Mapleton. And it was hard to find anything that they loved more than their current home, even though they really were looking to downsize. And so I think it's easy for people to sell their home, but to find something that they're excited about in that higher end luxury market is definitely a challenge. So of course, you're really faced with the prospect of remodeling what you currently have to meet the needs and the likes and tastes that you have, or building something new because there's just not a lot out there to buy. Foreign investors are another critical factor worth mentioning, especially in major cities such as New York. As we head out of the pandemic and foreign investors return, buyers who have been taking advantage of low interest rates may stumble upon higher prices due to this quarter's closings being recorded. A shortening of supply. The roots of the shortage in inventory dates back more than a decade. Zillow's senior economist recently shared that since 2007, developers have been radically underbuilding, especially when it comes to single-family homes. Most recently, labor shortages brought by the pandemic have halted the construction industry as well. So the result really is we are finding ourselves at the beginning of a new economic cycle, and there are bound to be many new exciting opportunities. So let's keep our eyes open to find them.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting out there, both as a buyer perspective and a seller perspective, the things people are having to do to get homes, the things people are having to offer. It's just a crazy time. Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.